The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abloim. Today we are going to be learning some Mem Ches, Halachas Ches through Yud, the last of the Halachas of the Bracha of Mizonos. Let's start the Kitzer Halacha Ches. Isa Shenilusha Afil B'mayim Levad. If you have a dough that was kneaded even with just water, a plain dough that had no sweetener in it, Ubishlo, however, it was cooked, Mevarech Allah Barmine Mizonos, makes the Bracha before Barmine Mizonos, afterwards he makes the bracha ala mechia. Afilo achal shir sevia, even though he ate the amount of this dough that he was satisfied from. What the Kitzer is saying over here is that the dough was not baked, but it was cooked, it would never get the bracha of hamotzi. A dough that is cooked would have the bracha of mezonos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down opinions that disagree with this. There are opinions that say that a dough that was made a proper dough, like bread, and it was a glila ava, a thick dough that was subsequently cooked, would retain the bracha of hamotzi. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests once you eat this cooked dough, the toch asuda during a meal, because of the halachic ambiguity, is the bracha mizonos or hamotzi. So again, the Kitzer rules clearly the bracha is mizonos. Mishnah Berurah looks at it as being a questionable area in halacha if it's hamotzi or mizonos, and suggests once you eat it during a meal. The Kitzer continues, v'chein grisin shenasin mechameshes minei dagon. If you have grits, some grain that was one of the five types of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, ubishlo, when you cooked this grain, mevarchan aleim gam kein bor minei mizonos, he makes the bracha before bor minei mizonos, he makes the bracha before eating it mizonos, olachareim ala mechia, afterwards he makes the bracha ala mechia, afilo achal shir sivya, even though he ate the amount of this cooked wheat that he was satisfied from, and the cooked grains, when you have a grain which is cooked, you make a dish out of that, let's say oatmeal or some sort of cooked wheat, any of these chameshes haminim, the five types of grain, the bracha would be mezonos and ala mechia, because it was never made into a dough, it was just cooking the grain, the bracha would be mezonos and ala mechia. I just want to introduce a concept in the next halacha we're going to say here. There's a concept of ikkar and tofel. When a person has two foods together, one makes a bracha on the ikkar, on the main food. Upotras hatzfela, he exempts the tofel, the secondary food. Anytime there's clearly one type of food in a mixture, which is the main food, and the other food in the mixture is secondary, he makes a bracha on the main food, and that exempts the other food from its bracha. So let's see the halacha over here in the Kitzer about ikkar and tofel, when you have a main food and a secondary food. The Kitzer says, "Bim ochlam im marok." If he eats this grain with marok, with the broth, v'chin machali isa she'ochlin im hamarok. Also, there's foods made from a cooked dough, which is eaten with the marok, with broth, oim machalav, or with milk. Shnis bashlubad. The milk is cooked with the dough, and he eats the cooked dough and the milk together, or the broth together. Ein tzarich levarach al hamarok v'yachalav. He does not need to make a bracha on the broth or the milk. Ki hema tefelim, because they are tafel, they are secondary. Ubetelim legabeim. They are looked at as being secondary to the dough. The Kitzer is saying over here, if you have a drink or a liquid of dough, cooked dough or cooked grains with a broth, because you're eating all this mizonos, the cooked grain, the cooked dough, with the broth, we look at the broth as being secondary to the mizonos, and the mizonos is the ikkar, is the main food. You make a bracha on the mizonos, that will exempt the entire dish. The Kitzer continues, avalim bishal rak ma'ad levivos ogrisin. However, if you cooked only a small amount of the dumplings, ogrisin, or of this cooked grain, if it's just a minute amount, a small amount of this mizonos, And his main intention is only for the broth or the milk. If he's mainly intending for the broth, and there's a small amount of the mezonos in this mixture, in such a case, the broth is not batal. The broth is not considered to be secondary to the mezonos. If it's mainly broth and a small amount of these dumplings or cooked grain, then the broth is considered to be the main food. And he makes a bracha shahakol if it's just a small amount of the mezonos, of the dumplings, of the cooked grain, he makes a bracha shahakol on the broth. The kitzur continues, even though he's also eating the dumplings or the cooked grain, in harotu v'achala b'telim, the broth or the milk is not looked at as being secondary, and he would make a bracha on the broth. Kevan shehema ikar, since they are the main part of this dish, if it's just a small amount of dumplings or cooked grain, my contemporary example of this would be something like noodles. You have just a small amount of noodles in a soup, and it's mainly soup, so since they're the main dish, that small amount of mezonos cannot render the soup to be a tuffle, cannot render the soup to be secondary. The kitzur continues, and we come welcome to the lasus outside of Yosetov, but however, in order to do whatever, to do the best halachic procedure in this case, Roy Levarich Techila Shahakol ala Rotev, it's proper to make the bracha first shahakol on the rotev, on the broth, oval hechalav levad, or just on the milk. Felishtas ktsas, he should drink some of the milk before eating some of the mizonos. V'acharkach yivarch al halavivas al agvisin, and afterwards he should make the bracha on the dumplings or on the cooked wheat, cooked grain, bar minei mizonos. Shigam hema enam tefelim, they are also not tofel. Let's explain what the kitzur is saying over here. When you have a medium amount of mizonos, the dumplings, the cooked grain, one would make the broth on that mizonos and exempt the liquid, the broth, or the milk. However, if it's just a small amount of mizonos, small amount of dumplings or cooked grain, it's not clear in halacha, it's ambiguous in halacha, but we look at the mezonos as being the ikar, as the main food that could exempt the broth. So therefore, even though normally one makes two brachos, one would make a mezonos and a shahakol, he would make the mezonos first. Normally one makes the bracha mezonos before the bracha shahakol. In this case, where it's not clear, would the mezonos exempt the shahakol? Therefore, one should make a bracha and shahakol first, get out of the question of being exempted by the mezonos. He should make a bracha on the broth first, and then afterwards he should make a bracha mezonos on the grisin, on the cooked grain, or on the levivas, on the dumplings. So the kitzur said, first he should make a bracha on the liquid, and then he should make a bracha on the mezonos to get out of the question that maybe the mezonos would exempt the shahakol by making the bracha shahakol first. Therefore, he made it that the mezonos cannot exempt it. It gets out of the question, this questionable area where it's a small amount of mezonos, does it exempt the shahakol? The kitzur continues. Aval pish in a kavana bishvilim. The kitzur said he makes a bracha afterwards on the mezonos, even though he's mainly aval pish in a kavana bishvilim. Even though his intention is not mainly for the mezonos, for these dumplings or the grain products, the bishmin dagan hu chashuv, because something which is made from grain is chashuv, is important. There's an importance to anything which is made from a grain, from these chameshes minyei dagan, the five types of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Ve'nonasa tofa lahasid brachoso, it does not become secondary to lose its bracha. Kolshabalitin tam v'kedera, any time the mezonos is there to give taste, is there for eating, As opposed to, let's say, something we'll see in the halacha yud, something which is ladavik, it's just there for binding. We'll see that maybe could be a tafel. But if the mezonos is there for eating, it would retain its bracha. So therefore, if it's a small amount of mezonos This mixture gets two brachas, mezonos on the grease and on the cooked meat or the dumplings, and charcoal on the liquid, and the kitzur suggests to make a bracha charcoal first. If it's, let's call it, a medium amount of mezonos, then it would exempt the bracha of the broth. Let's see halacha test. Machal shos mimatza kesusha. Food that is made from ground up matzah, from matzah meal, or melecha mefurer, or from bread which is made into peru, into crumbs. The Yiddish here is a knedel, or kremzel. Knedel is like we're familiar with, a matzah ball, or a kremzel is more like a pancake. It's called a matzah meal pancake. Shema arvin osim b'shumanu beitzim v'chalav, that it's mixed with fat, with eggs, with milk. So if you have a food made from matzah meal or breadcrumbs that were grounded very finely, and then you mixed it and made it into a new food, the goblin umavashnim, and they knead the matzah meal with the other ingredients and they cook it, umetagdenosin, or they fry it, mevarchen aleim bar minei mizonos alacharem ala mechio. One makes the bracha before bar minei mizonos, and afterwards makes the bracha of ala mechio. But the kitzur is saying is like this: if a person were to take bread or matzah, grind it up, and make it into a new food, even though it originated from bread or matzah, because it's being made for the beginning into a new food, from this matzah meal, the bracha would be mezonos and ala mechio. As opposed to, let's say, in halacha zayin we had, if he had an entire piece of bread, and he cooked that bread, and the peru and the pieces were bigger than a kazayis, bigger than the size of an olive, if he had bread cooked to that size, the bread would retain its bracha, be a hamotzi. But if he made the bread into crumbs, the matzah to matzah meal, and then he made a new food from that, even though it's bigger than a kazai, it's bigger than the size of an olive, the bracha be mezonos and ala mechia. Let's see halacha yud. Tevara mimine dagon, you have food from the different types of grain, shabish lav im sha'arim, and then he cooked them with the other types of food. He had a mixture of a mezonos with another type of a food. Kamoshu aderech, just like it's common, shemivashnim piviri isa, in pilinokinius, they would cook pieces of dough with beans or with chickpeas. He says in the Yiddish here, farfel in bendlecho arbisin. It's some cooked dough with beans or chickpeas. Vafilo min echad hu harov, even if one of the types of food here is the majority, we call makom, but still, kevin shekol echad, since each one is separate on its own, so he needs to make two brachas. What the kitzur is saying is the following: even though there's normally a rule that if I have a mixture of two foods, one is the ikar, one is the main food, he makes a bracha on the ikar, on the main food. But over here, when I have beans with mizonos, beans with, let's say, farfel, because each one is recognizable on its own right, each one is distinct. The beans are distinct, the farfel is distinct. Each one keeps its own status, its own bracha, and would not be neither one would be a tofel to the other one. Even if one is a majority, even the minority keeps its halachic status and it keeps its bracha because it's recognizable on its own. It's distinct on its own. The kitzur continues. That first he makes the bracha on some of the pieces of dough, bar mini mizonos, on the cooked dough he makes bar mini mizonos, and he eats that mizonos. And afterwards he will make a bracha on some of the beans, bar priha dama, and he would eat them. So in this case you have mizonos, you have farfel and beans. So because each one is distinct, you make a bracha mizonos and a bracha ha'adama. And he eats each min after its respective bracha. V'acharkach ochlam biyachad, after he makes separate brachas on each, he could eat them together, he could eat both of these types of food together. V'arotev hu tofel, even though there's liquid that was cooked with the beans, that rotev, that liquid is a tofel, is considered to be secondary. He doesn't need to make a bracha on the liquid. The liquid is considered to be secondary as a tofel to the beans. Va'od, and another reason he would not need to make a bracha on the liquid. Shainiftar bibirkas bori pri adama. It's exempted with the bracha of bori pri adama. The kitzur is saying here that the liquid the beans are cooked with, that liquid that is in the dish which is cooked with the beans, the liquid cooked with the beans has the halacha of hadama like the beans. Anytime you cook a vegetable in a soup, we'll have to see more about these halachas later in Hilchos Brachos. We'll see more about the halacha of a vegetable soup. Vegetables cooked with liquid, but the liquid cooked with the vegetables, the kitzur is saying over here, has the bracha of the vegetable, would have the bracha of hadama. So therefore, this broth that is cooked with the beans, first of all, it's tofel to the beans, and second of all, the hadama of the beans is also the proper bracha for the broth, and therefore he would not make a separate bracha hadama on the broth. He makes a mizonos on the farfel hadama on the beans. This opinion of the kitzur, Mishneh Berurah, brings down those who are cholek, those who are of a difference of opinion. There are opinions that say because he's eating this dish as an ikkar and a tofel, it's mainly it's all one dish. And the ikkar over here, the main part of the dish, is the mizonos. Because he has mizonos in this dish, the rule is anytime there's mizonos in the dish, the mizonos becomes the ikkar. The mizonos becomes the main food. So even though each one is recognizable, the Mishneh Berurah is of the opinion that the mizonos would exempt the beans. So again, the kitzur is of the opinion that if the beans are recognizable, they would have their own bracha of ha'adama. The Mishneh Berurah would say in such a case, because it's all one dish, the mizonos becomes the ikkar, the mizonos becomes the main part of this dish, and the mizonos would exempt the beans. The kitzur continues. Aval im nismachum nisarvu yachad. Even though he's of the opinion when the beans are recognizable, they would retain their own bracha. But if the beans were smashed and mixed together with the other ingredients, with the mizonos, kigon machal shaosin, like the food that they make, shema arvin kamach ubeitzim ugivina, they mix flour with eggs and cheese, umetagdanam uvashnum oso, and they fry it and cook it, you would have a food made from flour and eggs and cheese, which is all mixed and cooked together. Aval bisha kemachu hamuat, even though the flour is the minority, mikom malkom, but still kevin shu mechamesha min yadagon hu chashuv, since it's from the five types of grain, it's chashuv, it's important. Amavarchan ala bori minei mizonos v'achar av ala mechia, he makes the bracha bori minei mizonos before eating it, afterwards ala mechia. The kids are saying like this, if the mizonos was mixed with the other minimum, the other types of food, the bracha would be mizonos. As opposed to other cases of ikkar and tofel, let's say a person would have a mixture of a ha'adama and a shahakal. Or let's say he would have a mixture of a mizonos, which is not chameshes min yadagon. We're going to see later certain types of mizonos that are not wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. There are certain grains that are not from those chameshes min yadagon, that are still mizonos. But in a case where we're not dealing with chameshes haminim, two foods of two brachos that are not wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, we go after the rov. If it's a case where you have two foods and they're being eaten together, you go after the majority. Whatever the majority of the mixture is, that would determine the bracha. The kitzur is saying over here, but if the mixture contains mizonos, it contains something made from the five types of grain, even though it's a minority of the mixture, that would become the ikra, the main ingredient of this food, and the bracha would automatically be mizonos, as long as it's one mixture and the other minim are not recognizable according to the kitzur. Even though the flour, let's say in this case the flour with the eggs and the cheese, the flour is the less quantitatively, but because it's mizonos, it would be considered to be the ikra, would be considered to be the main food in this mixture, and the bracha will be mizonos on the mixture. The kitzur continues. V'amnam davka kishnosnam esakemach b'shvil shigitin tam. However, this is only when the flour is put there in order to give taste, that the flour is there to be eaten as part of the food. Aval lokum rak ma kemach ledavik ba'amah. However, if they only use the flour, the davik ba'alma, as a binding agent. Let's say the flour is not there for eating, it's there for binding the other ingredients together. Kamoshu aderech, like it's common, shemesakni minei lifton b'ma'at kemach, like it's common to prepare types of turnips or a vegetable with some flour, that really you're eating the vegetable. And the flour just serves as a binding agent. Also, they would bake a baked product, mishikedim, from almonds, sugar, and sugar, and eggs. There's a product they would make, it was mainly almonds with some sweeteners and some eggs. And they would only add the flour as a binding agent. So the flour just serves as a binder, as bottle or kemach, then the kemach is considered to be secondary. They would only make the bracha on the main food. So the kitzur is making the following distinction. Where the flour is there to be eaten, it's there as part of this food, as an ingredient to be eaten with the food. But we make the bracha on the flour, even though it's a minority of the food. However, if the flour is just there as a binding agent, an example of this would be in more contemporary usage. You had chopped meat, and you put flour to bind the chopped meat together. You make a meatball or something like that. Where the flour just serves as a binding agent, then the flour would not be the ikkar, would not be considered to be the main ingredient here, and one would make the bracha on the other ingredients. So in the case of the kitzur, you would make the bracha on the shekedim, on the almonds, you make the ha'etz on the almonds. In the example I gave, if you would make a bracha of shahakol on the chopped meat, on the meatball, because the flour just as a binder. The kitzur continues. Also, a liquid, a broth, that they cook it, and they prepare it in ktsas kemach kolay with some roasted grain. They would take grains, roast them, and then grind them into a flour. And we took in the chama. Those grains were fried with cream, with milk cream, with butter. So they would make this broth from the grains that they would fry in butter, and they would add it into a broth. We do not make the bracha mizonos on this liquid, rather we make the bracha of shakol on this liquid. So what the kids are saying over here is you have a liquid which the kemach, the flour is only added to thicken up the liquid, and it's not there for eating, it's not there for its own sake. The bracha would be shakol on the broth. Aval imhuboris apiruin, however, if he chooses the piruim, the pieces of grain, as a piruin hamatukanim, these fried grains, v'ochlam b'fnei atzmo, when he eats them on their own. If you were to pick out the pieces of the fried kernels and eat them on their own right, not with the broth, he needs to make the bracha of bar minei mizonos. He needs to make the bracha mizonos on this, on those grains that he pulled out of the liquid, because he's not eating them as a tofel. He's eating them as their own food. He's pulling out the grains. If he eats from the grains the size of a kezayis, he needs to make the bracha ala mechya. So what the kitzur is saying over here is that normally this grain which is used to thicken the broth is a tofel, but if he pulls out the grain and he eats on its own right, he would need to make the bracha on a mezonos on these grains. And if he eats from the grain, the sheer kezayis, the size of an olive, he would make the bracha afterwards ala mechya, which is made any time a person eats the size of a kezayis, the size of an olive on any food. Makes the appropriate bracha achron, the appropriate bracha afterwards on that food. So if he eats a kezayis of grain, he makes an ala mechya on that grain. There's a contemporary question that has to do with this halacha. Again, by mizonos added to a mixture, if it's added as a binding agent, it would be considered to be a tafel, it would be considered to be secondary. If it's added there for maichel, if it's added there for eating on its own right, even though it's a minority of the mixture, the bracha would be mizonos. So a food like licorice, there's a question about that. Licorice is basically like a candy, and there's flour in it, and the flour arguably is there to bind it, or maybe it's there to give a taste to the licorice. So that's a question the contemporary authorities, how do you look at the flour in licorice? Is it there just for binding, in which case the bracha will be shahakol because of the other ingredients, it's just like a candy, or is the bracha mezonos because the flour in the licorice is there for maichol, it's there for eating? So that's one ambiguous case in halacha. Do we view the flour in the licorice as a devek, as a binder, or is it there for maichol? But that's the rule. Flour which is there for devek, just for binding, is a tofel, is considered secondary. If it's there for maichol, it would be mezonos. If it's there for eating on its own, it would be mezonos. So just end with a question asked for Moshe Feinstein. Where Moshe was asked, if you have, let's say, an ice cream cone or ice cream sandwich, you have a wafer or a cone eaten with ice cream, what would be the bracha? Where Moshe makes the following distinction. He says, if the wafer or the cone is there just to hold the ice cream, you just want to say you should be able to hold the ice cream in it. Instead of using a cup, you'll use a cone. You don't really want the mezonos for its own sake. So then the bracha would be shahakol. You make a bracha on the ice cream, and the wafer or the cone, whatever's holding it, would be a tofel if he doesn't really want to eat it for its own sake. However, if it has a tam, if it has a taste of its own, and he likes the taste of the cone or the taste of the wafer, he would make a mezonos on the wafer or the cone. And therefore, if he actually likes the taste of that cone and he wants to eat the cone, he would make a mezonos on the cone or the wafer first, and then shakol on the ice cream. If it's just there to hold the ice cream, he would just make the bracha on the ice cream and not make a bracha on the mezonos, which is just there to hold it. Thank you.